Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Faith is often tested in our lives, and it's through these tests that we have the opportunity to grow and mature in our walk with God. Whether it's through personal struggles, difficult circumstances, or persecution for our faith, these tests can be challenging and overwhelming. In this message, we will explore the theme of the faith test, and look at how we can navigate these tests with courage, trust, and endurance. We will draw inspiration from the examples of those who have faced tests in their own lives and find encouragement in the promises of God. Let us dive into this message and discover how we can overcome the tests of our faith. Again, the topic is the faith test, and our Bible text is from James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Verse 4. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Recently, I read a book that left a lasting impact on me. In the book, the author shared the story of a woman who had been praying for a baby for many years, and eventually, she got pregnant. However, during her pregnancy, she was diagnosed with a life-threatening condition that would require surgery, but the surgery would result in the loss of her baby. She faced a difficult decision, but in the end, she chose to put her faith in God and went through with the surgery, trusting that He would see her through. Miraculously, she not only survived the surgery, but her baby was also unharmed. It was a faith test that she passed with flying colors. In life, we all face faith tests. Tests that challenge our faith, trust, and confidence in God. These tests can come in many forms. A health scare, financial difficulties, relationship problems, or even a global pandemic like the one we are currently facing. However, it is how we respond to these tests that will determine the outcome. The Bible is full of stories of individuals who faced faith tests, and their stories can inspire and motivate us to face our own tests with confidence and faith. One such story is that of Abraham, a man of great faith. In Genesis chapter 22, we read about how God tested Abraham's faith by asking him to sacrifice his son Isaac. This request was particularly difficult for Abraham, as Isaac was not only his son but also the son through whom God had promised to bless him and make him a great nation. However, despite the difficulty of the request, Abraham obeyed God, trusting that he had a plan and a purpose for it all. In the end, God provided a ram as a substitute sacrifice, and Abraham's faith was strengthened through the test. Abraham's story is a reminder that faith tests are not punishments but rather opportunities for growth and maturity. When we face tests, we have a choice to make. We can either give in to fear and doubt or choose to trust in God's goodness and faithfulness. Other heroes in the Bible also faced the test of their faith. For instance, Moses was asked to confront Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. David faced a giant named Goliath and trusted God to give him the victory. Peter was called to walk on water and had to keep his eyes fixed on Jesus to do so. Each of these individuals had to choose between fear and faith. They had to decide whether to trust God or rely on their own strength and abilities. And in each case, those who chose faith experienced the power of God in their lives. The Bible also gives us a clear definition of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Faith is not blind optimism or wishful thinking. It is a confident trust in God's promises, even when we cannot see how they will be fulfilled. We have two kinds of people, the faithful and the faithless, in life. In the book of Numbers, we read about the Israelites who were on their way to the promised land. God had already delivered them from slavery in Egypt and had performed many miracles to provide for their needs. But when they reached the border of the land, they sent 12 spies to explore it and report back. 10 of the spies came back with a bad report, saying that the land was filled with giants and fortified cities. They said that it would be impossible to conquer the land, and they spread fear and discouragement among the people. Only 2 of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, believed that God would give them the victory. As a result, the Israelites were faced with a choice. They could believe the 10 faithless spies and give up on their dream, or they could trust God and move forward in faith. Sadly, they chose the latter, and as a result, they spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness, never experiencing the fullness of God's promises until they all died except Joshua and Caleb, who later entered the promised land. The lesson from this story is clear. When we face the faith test, we must choose to believe God's promises and not give in to fear and doubt. We must surround ourselves with people who have faith and avoid those who would discourage us. And we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Today, the good news is that when we pass the faith test, we experience the power of God in our lives. We see miracles happen, obstacles removed, and dreams fulfilled. We grow in our relationship with God and become more like Christ, and we become a witness to others of God's faithfulness and love. Consider the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. These 3 young men were living in Babylon, serving in the king's court. When the king issued a decree that everyone must bow down and worship a golden statue, these men refused to do so. They knew that this was a violation of God's command to have no other gods before him. King Nebuchadnezzar was furious and threatened to throw them into a fiery furnace if they did not comply. But the 3 men remained firm in their faith, saying, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Nebuchadnezzar ordered that they be thrown into the furnace, but they were miraculously saved by God. The king himself saw the power of God and declared, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants." They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Daniel chapter 3 verse 28. The faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not only saved their lives but also brought glory to God and inspired others to trust in him. In conclusion, the faith test is not easy, but it is necessary if we want to grow in our faith and experience the power of God in our lives. We must choose to believe God's promises and not give in to fear and doubt. We must surround ourselves with people who have faith and avoid those who would discourage us. And we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us trust God to guide us and empower us to overcome any obstacle that stands in our way. And let us remember the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 17 verse 20, which says, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." May we all pass the faith test and experience the power of God in our lives. Amen. As you go today, take some time to reflect on your own faith journey. Have you faced any challenges or obstacles that tested your faith? How did you respond to those challenges? Did you lean on God and trust in his promises, or did you give in to fear and doubt? Consider areas of your life where you may need to step out in faith and trust God to guide you. Pray and ask God for the courage and faith to move forward in his plan for your life. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the message of faith and the examples of those who have gone before us, who trusted in you even in the face of great challenges and obstacles. We pray that you would strengthen our own faith and help us to trust in your promises, even when we don't know what the future holds. Give us courage to step out of our comfort zones and take risks for your sake, knowing that you are always with us and guiding us. May our lives be a testimony to your power and love, and may we bring glory to your name in all that we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Samuel chapter 16, chapter 17 and chapter 18. And for the evening, Luke chapter 20 verses 27 to 47. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.